朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
那么神他必然负你责任，必然赐福给你。
Then God will be responsible for you. He will take care of you.
这是第一点。
That's the first thing.
第二点，我们来看一看这个财富的这个主权。
Let's see what's the ownership of the goods.
Yeah, 我们来看看这个财主啊，他这一段的心理活动很有意思。
Let's see what's happening in this the rich owner.
我们都把他这个高光 highlight 出来哈，他自己心理思想说。
There's a he himself saying.
然后我的出产没地方收藏。
I will do.
然后我要这么办。
I will.
那把我的仓房拆了。
I will put down my barns.
好收藏我一切的粮食和财物。
I will store all my crops.
然后就对我的灵魂说。
And then said to my soul.
哇，都这么多我，然后这里终于有了你，灵魂啊，你有许多，还是他的。
It's saying all mine. But when he say you, it's your my soul. You will have goods.
他这里想的全都是我的。
Everything he think is mine, me.
那对这个财主来说，这个财富的主权，那显然的都是我拥有的。
So the ownership of the goods for this rich owner is himself.
不单，他说这一切都是我的，我的，我的。
Not only he said everything is mine.
这样一种心理活动实际上表现出来一件事实。
This kind of attitude show one fact.
当一个人一直在说我的，我的，我的，我的。
When someone is saying, my.
这个东西实际上已经在他的生命当中来做主了。你觉得你拥有他吗？他拥有你了。
Actually, all these things become the master in his life. You think you own the things, but the things actually owns you.
一定要记住这句话。
You have to remember this.
这到底什么是财主？
So what is an owner, rich owner?
我们曾经讲过，这个财主你是用他一个绝对的数量来定到底谁是财主谁不是财主吗？
Do you use an actual number to decide who is a wealthy owner?
那跟 Elon Musk 比起来，我们大家这个都是就差得很远。
To comparing to Elon Musk, we're nothing. We have nothing.
什么是财主？
What is a rich owner?
谁是财主？
Who is rich owner?
财主就是让钱财在他生命当中做主的人。
The rich owner is the kind of person let your things take ownership of you.
这样一个财主，他的灵魂关注的、倚靠的都在这个财务上面。
So this kind of person, rich owner, he pay attention only on the goods he has.
我的，我的，我的，这个财产是他的第一优先。
This is my. Everything is his goods. It take first priority.
他的生命就在乎家道丰富。
His life is on this all his goods.
那、所以你觉得你拥有钱财吗？钱财已经拥有你了。
If you think you own the money, but money actually owns you.
你的金钱已经超越了亲情，你来给我分家产，我多分一些。
The money overrides the relationship. Divide the when they divide the property, I want the property.
金钱成为偶像。
The money become the idol they worship.
这是一种很可怜的状态。
It's a very pitiful situation.
因为你有再多，你好像你觉得拥有，实际上你什么都不拥有。
Because when you have a lot, you think you have a lot, but you actually have nothing.
我们来看看到底所有的财富真正是属于谁的。
So let's see who actually owns all the goods.
诗篇五十篇十到十二节。
Psalm 50, chapter 50, 10 to 12.
神的话语，神说，树林中的百兽是我的。
God says, for every beast of the forest is mine.
千山上的牲畜也是我的。
And the cattle on the thousand hills.
山中的飞鸟我都知道。
I know all the birds of the mountains.
那野地的走兽也都属我。
And the wild beasts of the field are mine.
我若是饥饿，我不用告诉你。
If I were hungry, I would not tell you.
下面请大家注意，因为世界和其中所充满的都是我的。
Pay attention to this, because the world is mine and all its fullness.
连我们自己都是神的。
Even us, including us, are God's.
那我们所有的这些财富的主权到底是谁的呀？
So who owns all the property or the wealth we have?
我请问你，
Let me ask,
是谁的？
Who owns everything?
是神的，是吧？
It's God's.
那有人在这心里小声嘀咕了。
So somebody say murmurs in their heart.
不要，我这个车子 title 写的是我的名字啊。
The title of my car is my name.
我这个房契上这个地的是写的是我的名字啊。
The title of a house is my name.
银行存款账户上是我的名字啊。
The bank account is my name.
那也没写 Jesus Christ 呀。
It doesn't say Jesus Christ.
这是还是我的呀。
They are all mine.
是你的，没错。
It's yours.
从世界的眼光看，都是你的。
From the world point, it's yours.
但是大家注意，
But let's pay attention.
这里财主说我的。
The rich owner said it's mine.
圣经当中我们给大家看，神说我的。
But we read the scripture, God says it's mine.
那两个都说是我的。
Both say they are mine.
那最终的那个终极的拥有者只能一个，对不对？
The ultimate owner is only one.
这个一个人还不能侍奉两个主呢。
One person cannot serve two masters.
那只有一个对。
There is only one is correct.
到底是财主说我的对，还是神说都是我的？
So is,
神对。
Which one is correct? The owner says it's mine, but God says it's his. Which one?
请大家说吧。
So everybody answers.
谁对？
Who is right?
神对。
God is right.
我们不对。
We are not right.
你私有财产的权利不可侵犯，这个没错。
We need to respect personal properties.
但是你要知道，我们在神的眼中只是管家。
But you need to know we are only the manager in God's eyes.
神把他一切的丰富当中一小部分来交托给你给我来管理这几十年。
So God gave us some of His wealth for us to manage, and we are only the steward of the properties.
我们是管家。不是最终的那个真正的主人。
We are manager or steward. We are not the owner of those properties.
你是管家，你来管理。
If you are the manager, you manage it.
你是管家，你也可以去享用。
You are the manager, you can enjoy it.
你是管家，你可以去分配、使用、花销，这些都可以。
You are the manager, you can dispose it. You can let people use it. You can do everything.
但是千万千万不要忘了，你是管家，你要向主人去交账。
But don't ever forget, you are the manager. One day you need to give account to your owner.
我们到底是怎么去使用管理的？
How do we use and manage our wealth?
我们使用我们的这个财产金钱，我们的目的到底是什么？
So what's the purpose of using all our wealth?
那这个财主呢，很清楚。
This owner is very clear.
主耶稣讲完了，但那个一大堆的我的，然后主耶稣讲了，你看，为自己积财。
There's many I, and Jesus say he's lays up treasure for himself.
那个是财主，就是目的就是为他自己。
So the wealth owner is only for himself.
所以今天世人追求财富。
So today everybody is chasing after money.
世人追求财富，他们的目的都有哪些？
So why do people chase after money? What's the purpose?
至少有这几个方面。
So at least including all these.
有的人拥有更多的财富，越来越多的财富为了炫耀。
So some people have more wealth, they want to show off.
我的身家比别人的身家要多，要大。
I worth more than other people.
有的人为了享受。
Some for enjoyment.
有的人为了一种安全感。
Some for safety.
有的人为了是子女。
Some for their kids.
还有的人好像高尚一点，我是为了回馈社会。
Some people are more noble, saying that we want to give back to the society.
等等等等等等。
Extra, extra, extra.
那我们基督徒，我们拥有来掌管这些财富的目的到底是什么？
But for us Christians, when we own this property and manage this property, what's the purpose?
刚才神说了，万有都是我的。
God says everything is mine.
那再给大家看一节经文，在罗马书11章36节。
You see another verse, Romans 11:36.
这里说，因为万有都是本于他，大家注意，本于他。
For of him and through him And to him are all things.
Yeah, 然后依靠他，归于他，愿荣耀归给他，直到永远。阿门。
To whom be glory forever. Amen.
我们拥有财富的目的是不是为了荣耀神？
When we own the goods, are we use it to glorify God?
若我们真心的承认我拥有的一切主权在神。
If we really wholeheartedly accept that all the ownership is in God,
来源是神。
All the source is from God.
那他的目的一定也是为了荣耀神。
And the purpose must be glorifying God.
哪怕是在世人眼中看，好像那些很高尚的那些很美好的动机，跟荣耀神比起来都差得太远。
Even in the world, those noble motivations comparing to glorify God is nothing.
在世界上面也有好多所谓的慈善家。
There are so many philanthropies.
啊，他们是做了好多的善事，很多的好事。
They do many good things, many nice things.
但最终荣耀的还是人。
But eventually they glorify themselves.
最终达成的还是世界的目的。
They achieve the purpose of the world.
不错，我们基督徒，大家注意，我们基督徒应该在这方面做得更多更好。
Yes, we are Christians and we should do more and better than ordinary people.
但是我们看到一些可怜的人，我们不单是给他们面包，我们还要给他们什么？
But when we see poor people, not only we give them bread, what else do we need to give them?
要给他主的福音，主的爱。
We need to give them the gospel and the love of Christ.
人若喝了这井里的水还要再渴，人若喝了我所赐的水就永远不渴，因为我所赐的水要在他里面成为泉源，直涌到永生。
Because when they drink from this well, they will be thirsty again. But if they drink from my well, they will not be thirst again. Because the well, my well will become living water in them and last until the everlasting life.
我们看最后一点，我们财富的使用。
Let's see the last thing, use of the goods.
那这个财主呢，财产丰盛。
This wealth, the wealthy owner has a lot of wealth.
然后他很多很多的财产，再看，问一个问题，他用了吗
？Let me ask you, he has so many wealth, did he use it?
用了没有
？Did he use it?
没用。
No, he didn't use it.
这个没用一语双关啊。
The not user has two meanings.
是不是？一个是他没有用到，对吧
？One is he didn't use it, make it use of it.
再一个，你这么多财产没用。
The second meaning is so much wealth doesn't do anything.
这个人很会积财，他也不挥霍，他就我弄这么大的仓房，然后把所有财产都存在里面。
This wealthy owner is so good at managing.His wealth, he has such a good barns and store everything in the barns.
他很有安全感了。
He has a security.
哎，然后以后我再慢慢的去享用。
Then I will enjoy it later on slowly.
打算的都非常好啊。
He has a good planning.
结果神说，今夜就要你的灵魂。
But then God said, I will require your soul tonight.
人都没了，那钱有用吗
？When you are not there, does the money do anything?
哎，所以呢，世界上的智慧就说了。
So the wisdom of the world says,
这个财主啊想不开。
The wealthy owner did not think right.
会挣不会花。
He can earn money, but he did not use it.
哎，那么这个世间就有一句话呀，这个也可以写成鸡汤文的。
There's a this saying can become a chicken soup for souls.
啊，有时候以前好像不知道在哪儿是什么圈啊，还是这里哪里着，有人传的，有一句话叫什么呢？说这个钱财花了才是你的。
There's a saying in the world says, only when you use the money is yours.
大家一看，哇，这个茅塞顿开，是不是
？So everybody is so happy.
嗯，然后这个消费主义啊，就很高兴这个事情。
And so the consumerism really like that saying.
那些开什么这个百货商场的呀、奢侈品商店的呀等等的，哦，正愁没得卖呢，卖不出去呢。
So the owner of the grocery store or the big shopping mall, they are so happy about it.
啊，对呀、啊，你那么多钱，你存银行里干嘛呢？你花嘛，花了，哎，体现出了一个价值。
So they want you to use the money instead of store the money or deposit in the bank.
大家注意啊，看着好像是有道理。
It looks like it has it's reasonable.
比这个财主强嘛，对不对？
It's better than the wealthy owner.
挣了那么多都没法享受。
He earns so much, but he did not enjoy it.
好，花是花，我们问一个问题：怎么花，怎么用？
Okay, we want to spend it, but we need to ask how do we spend it? How do we use it?
为大家举一个例子，一个故事。
I give you a story.
这是圣经当中最有名、最感人的故事之一。
This is one of the most moving story in the Bible.
我们这里看的是路加福音十二章，对不对？
We're looking at Luke 12.
往后看三章，路加福音十五章。
In Luke chapter 15.
主耶稣讲了一个故事，叫什么？
Jesus told a parable.
浪子回头的故事。
It's the prodigal son.
多少人读了会流泪啊？
So many people read it and shed their tears.
这个小儿子。
This younger son.
啊，也去分家产。
They want his share of property.
啊，把我这部分拿来给我。
Give me my share.
爸爸活着，钱财产分了，然后到远方去了。
While his father is still living, he got his share of property and then left to the far away land.
这个小儿子他可不存啊。
The younger son did not store his wealth.
哎，他很信奉这花了才是你的。
He believed that when you use it, it's yours.
然后就开始使劲的花。
He spent with all his might.
交了一群的狐朋狗友。
He makes so many bad friends.
终日宴乐。
He enjoys banquets every night and day.
然后这个钱财花在这里那里，娼妓身上全都败光了。
He spent so much money in different places, even on a prostitute, and then he spent it all.
那我们也知道后面的故事。
And we know the results of the story.
啊，到最后起了大饥荒，他什么都没有啊，去给人喂猪，连猪食都不给他吃。
So later on, there's a big famine. He didn't have anything. He went to feed the pig, but he did not have food to eat.
哇，你知道，就他的这种的这个消费观念啊，那些开百货商场的、开高档商品公司的那些老板高兴不得了。
The way he spent his money, the big store owner would like it because he spent it.
你都来花才高兴啊。
The more you spend, the more they like it.
你来花的时候奉为上宾。
When you come and spend your money, we treat you as a noble guest.
等钱花光了就赶出去了。
When you spend all your money, they will chase you out.
今天的世界对我们不就是这样吗？
The world today treats us like that.
那我们关上门说呀，我们今天住在美国，看美国的这种消费主义啊，这个真是寅吃卯粮啊，一分钱能一块钱能花一块半呢，就这个。
We close the door and talk amongst ourselves. The consumerism today is that when you have $1, you spend $1.50, and today you eat the money you have tomorrow.
我读这个浪子的故事呢，我就想到，这个浪子他是没有 credit card， 如果 credit card， 他一定每张都给你刷爆了。
When I read the prodigal son story, I was thinking that at that time they don't have credit card. If they had credit card, the younger son will have a big debt.
好，最大的问题来了。
The biggest problem.
啊，刚才我们说了，到底是怎么花怎么用
？How do you use it？
你说花的有价值吗
？Is it a purpose？A value of the use of the goods.
你去问那个浪子。
You go and ask the prodigal son.
你把这些钱全都花光了， you, 都是显明都是你的。
You spend all the money. They are all your money.
你现在什么感觉？
How do you feel now?
后悔不迭。
He probably regretted it.
我内心当中实在是空虚啊。
He probably feel empty in his heart.
什么都没有。
He doesn't have anything.
那今天弟兄姊妹们
Today, brother and sister,
我们的钱财到底是怎么使用
How do we use our wealth or money?
你说现在可难了存也不行花也不行
You say it's very tough right now. We cannot put in the bank. We cannot spend it either.
第二十一节
Verse 21
耶稣说凡为自己积财在神面前不富足的也是这样。
Jesus said, "So is he who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God."
做一个有智慧的人。
We need to be a wise person.
钱应该有一些的积攒，应该为未来做一些打算，没问题。
We need to save some money for the future.
钱该花的你就花。
When you need to spend the money, you spend it.
没问题。
There's no problem.
可是在你的使用上面，你没有想到，既然是主的，既然来源都是主的，既然都是为了荣耀神的，你在花钱上面有没有也在神面前来积财？
So, because the money is from God, when we spend the money, are we spending to glorify God, and do we save the money for God?
神说要积财宝在天。
God said we need to lay up our treasure in the heaven.
那里没贼偷，也没虫子咬。
There's no bug to eat it, no thief to steal it.
主说施比受更为有福。
Jesus said it's better to give than to receive.
真正的富足。
The true wealth.
是得生命。
Is to gain life.
得丰盛的生命。
To gain abundant life.
人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Our life is not how much wealth we have.
我最后给大家讲一个真实的事情。
Finally, I tell a true story.
20多年以前。
About 20 years ago.
那时候我和师母我离开神学院然后到纽约上州。另外一个城市 Rochester 去职堂。
So I just finished my seminary. I went to Rochester to build a church.
教会建立以后，感谢神发展很好。那么一两年以后，后来面对一些的问题，长话短说。当时呢，一些其他的这个牧者长辈朋友就说，也许可以换一个地方。
So after a year or two, the church is growing well, and because things happened, my elder people told me that you might want to change a place.
说到底，这个教会是神的，不是人的。
So the point is that the church is God's, not people's.
那么呢，当时有另外一个教会就请我去，后来这个签证的申请，移民局没有批。
There's another church invited me to become the pastor at their church, but the immigration did not approve my visa.
那当时我们所在的职堂所在那个美国教会啊，他那个老牧师早就跟我说，你那个先不要走啊，神让你职堂这个工作肯定还没有结束。
So the church that we built is an American church that elder pastor told me you don't go yet, your work is not finished yet here.
所以后来那个移民局给我申请没批，那个老牧师很高兴，你看怎么样，我说的对吧？
So when immigration did not approve my visa, the elder pastor was very happy, say,what I told you is correct.
然后这个美国教会又帮我递了一份申请。
So the American church put in an immigration visa for me.
我当时也在主的面前祷告，神啊，如果真的是你心意，让这次申请一次过。
So we pray to God that if it's your will, pray that this immigration visa will be passed.
等了很久。
We waited for a long time.
结果真的是一次过了。
And then, yes, it's passed just by one try.
所以后来我跟师母我们就一直留在那边，前前后19年的时间。
And my wife and I stayed there for around 19 years.
19 years 职堂这个服侍教会。
So we served there to serve the church there.
那么呢，在这个等候签证的这一段时间呢，我在美国是没有一个。可以合法等待，但没有合法工作的身份。
While I'm waiting for the visa to be approved, I can stay in America, but I cannot work.
所以我跟教会讲，我说你一分钱谢礼金不用给我。
So I told the church, don't pay me anything.
我就是该服侍主，我就服侍主。
When I, it's my turn to serve, I'll serve.
然后教会还有同工说，哎，那我们先把牧师你的谢礼金留着，然后等你拿到这个签证以后，我们再都补给你一次过。
So, one of the coworkers say,we'll save all your pay and then wait until you have a legal status. We'll pay you at one time.
Honorarium.
Honorarium.
Yeah, 我说千万别这么做。
I said, don't do this.
所以呢，就服侍主，仰望神。
So we just serve the Lord there and look up to God.
长话短说。
In short.
一切都没有缺乏。
So we have plenty. We were not lacking anything.
那然后呢？这是后来过了很多年。
After many years.
Yeah, 过了很多年，有一次我遇到一个教会的这个师母。
I bump into a pastor's wife in another church.
那个师母呢，当时是在本来要请我去的那个教会，那时候还是做童工。
At that time, the pastor's wife was one of the co-worker's wife at that time, and that church invited me to go to be their pastor.
她先生在教会做执事，那时候。
Her husband was the deacon at that time at the church.
然后呢，她说，哎，我还记得当年。
She said, I still remember at that year.
因为你不能够来我们教会。
Because you couldn't come to our church.
而且我们教会弟兄姊妹也知道你在那边，后来一直在等你的这个身份。
And we know you were waiting for your visa to be approved.
然后呢，也没有收入，没有供给。
And you don't have income and nobody support you.
然后我们这边教会，我们是一起开会，就决定寄一张支票，奉献支票给你。
So, co-workers in this church, we have a meeting and we decided to send you a check.
多少钱呢？
How much?
5000美元。
$5,000, $5,000 US.
这是差不多20年以前的5000美元。
This is about 20 years ago, $5,000.
所以当时的一个穷传道人来说，接到这笔钱，差不多就像天文数字一样。
So for a poor pastor, it was like a very big number for us.
然后呢，我跟我太太，我们接到这个支票以后，当然首先很感动。
So my wife and I are so touched when we receive this check.
但是我们祷告以后不能要。
But after we pray about it, we decide not to accept it.
我就跟教会说，那边的教会说，我留着做个纪念。
So I told the church over there, I'll keep it as a memorial.
然后当时这个后来这位师母当时在教会做童工，是她打电话给我。
So at that time is the pastor's wife now, but co-worker's wife then, she called me.
她说既然教会您都做了决定了，支票也 寄给你，那你就把它存了吧。
So since our church already decided and we have the budget, you go ahead and deposit it.
然后我当时回答那个话，回她的话呢，我后来我自己都忘了。
So I answered her, but I forgot, later on I forgot what I said.
她就说她这么多年都记得，想起来就很感动。
She told me that she still remember what I said, and she still moved by what I said now.
我当时跟她说，我说我们都够。
So I told her that we have enough.
我们都够。
We have enough.
Yeah. 我说如果要是我再拿这个钱，我就贪心了。
If I accept this money, that will be greed.
Yeah. 我就这样回答她。
That's how I answered her.
所以他后来就是几年以前遇到，他跟我说一件事情，我都忘了。
So when I bump into her, she mentioned this to me. I forgot it all.
因为我这里攒了好多的支票。
I collect so many different checks.
回去一看，还真的是。
When I went back and checked, the check is there.
我感谢神。
Very grateful to God.
服侍主这些年，做过好多。不好的决定。
We serve God so many years. There are so many bad decisions.
回过头想想是很愚蠢的，这个自己后悔的决定。
When we look back, we know it's very stupid and it's my own decision.
但我感谢神在这件事情上面，在这个金钱的考验上面。
But I give thanks to God. But on this matter, the test of the money.
我和师母做的是正确的决定。
My wife and I made the right decision.
这月的财主说
：“The worthy owner said,
我要收藏我的财物。
I want to store my goods.
灵魂啊，你有许多财物寄存。
My soul, you have so many goods.
这两次的这个财物呢，我非常喜欢这个 King James New King James 版本的翻译，就是 goods.
I like the translation of the King James says goods.
哎，那这个 goods 很有意思啊。
It's a very interesting word.
Goods, good.”
Good is good.
对不对？你这个 goods 越多，你就越 good.
The more goods you have, you are good. You are better.
很形象。那 good 减去 God 等于什么？
So when good minus God, what do you have?
等于 zero.
It equals zero.
如果一个人好像世人看什么都没有。
But when a person, when world look at it, he has nothing.
但是他有神。
But he has God.
他怎么样?
What is he?
他是 good。
He is good。
在世人眼中看，可能我们基督徒是愚拙的。
In a world's view, our Christians are stupid。
我们的财富观念跟他们是格格不入的。
Our way of thinking about wealth is very different from a worldly view。
甚至我们好多该拿的钱不拿。
Sometimes the wealth that belong to us, we don't want it。
该赚的钱不赚。
We can earn some money, but we don't earn it。
Zero。
It's zero。
但是我们有神。
But we have God。
It's good。
It's good。
那你要注意我们的生命，我们宁可到神的面前来归零。
But in our life, we would rather to be in front of God and have nothing。
你跟神说说，主啊，我什么都没有，全都是你的。
You tell God, I have nothing, everything is yours.
Zero plus God 等于 good.
零加上神是好的。
我最后再给大家讲一个牧师的一个故事。
I'll tell you another story about a pastor.
这也是多年以前我听这位牧师亲口说的。
It's many years ago the pastor told me himself.
他做传道人过一段非常清贫的生活。
His pastor living a very simple life.
然后他其他兄弟姊妹几个每个都赚很多的钱。
And his brother and sister, every one of them earn a lot of money.
他的爸爸还不信主。
His father is not a Christian yet.
有一次他跟他自己的爸爸吃饭的时候。
There's one time he was eating a meal with his father.
然后他就发一些感慨。
So he say something in his heart.
他说：“爸爸，你看我这么多年也没赚到什么钱。
”Father, look at me. So many years, I did not earn money.
啊，我的兄弟姐妹每个都很富足。
My brothers and sisters, they are very rich.
那我很穷。
But I'm poor.
有时候还要看家人来接济。
Sometimes I get handouts from my brothers and sisters.
刚讲到这里。
When he said this,
你注意啊，他的爸爸还没信主啊，不信主的。
Pay attention. His father is not a Christian yet.
他爸爸立刻就 stop him.
His father stopped him.
他说 ,no.
He said, 不。
You are very rich.
你很富足。
You are very rich.
你很富足。
他的爸爸都知道。
His father knows.
等一下我们有些的回应大家可以来思想。
There's some response that we can think about it.
为什么我们说让钱财在生命当中做主的人就是财主？
Why do we say those who let money lord over their lives are money bags?
人里面都很容易有贪心。
Very easy, we have greed in our hearts.
我们怎么样来谨慎自守，免去一切贪心？
How do we understand and follow, take heed and beware of covetousness?
你在神面前富足吗？
Are you rich before God?
我们来低头祷告。
Let's pray.
主，求您帮助我们。
Lord, pray that you'll help us.
谨慎自守。
We watch over us.
免去一切的贪心。
Get rid of all the greed.
因为人的生命不在乎家道丰富。
Because our life is on how much wealth we have.
主，我们愿以您的心为心。
Lord, we want to have your heart as our heart.
以主的心来看万事万物。
We have the same heart to see all the world.
也包括我们来看财物、财产。
Including how we look at wealth and properties.
我们的金钱观。
Our money view.
求神让我们真正做一个在主面前富足的人。
Pray that you will help us to be a wealthy person in you.
按照主的心意和吩咐来使用管理你所托付给我们的钱财。
We'll use the money you gave us according to your will and your heart.
荣耀主的生命。
Glorify your life.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Pray in Jesus' name.
阿们。
阿们。
朋友，如果你喜欢这个节目，请你将活在耶稣里事工网站的网址告诉你的亲朋好友。你也可以在我们的首页复印邀请收听的卡片，或用微信或微博传递给朋友们，使更多的人通过收听更好地认识主耶稣，并接受他的救恩，得到永生生命。